A radioactive leak at the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant has spurred Governor Patrick to call for a federal investigation into whether there may be a similar problem at the Pilgrim nuclear power plant in Plymouth. The governor is also calling for a halt to federal reviews of whether either plant should be allowed to operate after 2012. Reporter Fred Bever from our sister station WFCR in Amherst has the story.
Pilgrim and Vermont Yankee, both owned by the Entergy Corporation, first went online in 1972, and each is up for a 20-year license renewal in 2012. The plants are valued by many energy regulators for cheap electricity and low greenhouse gas emissions, but their future is growing more uncertain in the wake of a significant leak of tritium, irradiated water, that was detected underground last month at the Vermont plant. Bay State officials say they do not have direct oversight of the Pilgrim plant's relicensing and that the decision lies with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. But the situation is different in Vermont, where lawmakers have retained authority to decide a nuclear plant's fate. Vermont Senate President Peter Shumlin, whose district includes Vermont Yankee, says the legislature is unlikely to give the green light.
Tritium right now is leaking into the Connecticut River and floating down towards Massachusetts. And, you know, the time is well past when we can pretend that we have a modern new nuclear power plant sitting on the banks of the Connecticut River. We don't. It was designed to be shut down in 2012. We should land this airplane on time.
Massachusetts officials have monitored the situation but had little to say about it publicly until now. Governor Patrick's letter to the NRC calls for an immediate stay of relicensing consideration for both plants until, quote, the leak issues are resolved, and for an extensive investigation of whether similar leaks may be plaguing the Plymouth facility. NRC offices were closed for the snowstorm and officials could not be reached for comments. A Pilgrim official says monitoring for tritium there has turned up no evidence of any leaks. For WBUR News, I'm Fred Bever.